The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, I'm Mike Wilbon. After today's show, we are off the rest of the week. Tony, you got any plans?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Nah, I'm just gonna mail this one in and I'll play it by ear.
Yeah. I got a feeling you'll be playing as much golf the next 2 days as you're playing in Augusta.
Well, it's turning cold here. Like, the highs are gonna be in the low to mid 50s, so you definitely have to bundle up to play. But yeah, I'm gonna try and play.
Sure.
Give it a shot.
Okay.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Nike suspends its endorsement deal with Deshaun Watson. Kevin Durant returns to the court, and Russell Wilson tells Carlos Dunlap he'll be back. But we begin today with the traditional Masters, the one that starts in April when the azaleas are out, and not in November when the leaves have turned brown. Dustin Johnson returns as defending champion, only 5 months removed from his victory. The last April champion, Mr. Tiger Woods, will, of course, not be playing. Wilbon, who among the contenders would you most like to see win?
Most like to see, Tony, you know I root for Tony Finau. And I know he hasn't been able to win, but as you also point out to me every week when we talk on Sunday afternoon around 6, he's right there. I know it's asking a lot to make the Masters, to make Augusta National your breakthrough venue. But I'm hoping for that. You said, who would I like to see? That's who I would like to see. John Rahm, though, Tony, who has the lowest scoring average in the history of the Masters. I mean, why not John Rahm, who hasn't had any sort of drought? So I'm looking at those two guys. Also, two big guys, you know, physically large, powerful men. I'm looking at them as the guys I think can win and would like to win. DeChambeau, everybody's going to be saying, wait a minute, if you talk about size, what about him and his 230-plus pounds? Tony, he didn't make any putts. He didn't make any putts in November when we had that special edition of the Masters. His greens and regulation was like 55th in that tournament. So I don't see DeChambeau the way a lot of people see him.
Okay, so I root for the same people every week. I root for Rory. I root for Spieth. I root for Justin Thomas. I like them. I don't know them. I just like the way they play. I like the way they carry themselves. I've never been a big Dustin Johnson fan because I have no sense of his personality, Mike. And in a non-helmet sport, I want to have a sense of who you are when I watch you. There are some other people out there, and Finau is one of them. Guys that have come close, and this might be the breakthrough, and I would put Finau in there and Xander Schauffele in there, you know, maybe Cam Smith in there. But if I'm telling you the truth, I want to see DeChambeau kill it. I want to see DeChambeau because for whatever criticisms are out there of him, he's the most spectacularly entertaining player to me. And I think he hangs over golf like a sword. And I am very interested in seeing what he can do. I am.
Maybe you and I should have a little side bet because I'm going to take the guy who's most opposite DeChambeau, and that is Colin Morikawa, who we have seen win a major, who we have seen win. Right. And Tony, it's putting. It's short game, it's greens and regulation, it's iron play. Morikawa is spectacular in that way, and it's putting. So I don't see DeChambeau as lording over the field at this venue, at Augusta National. He won the U.S. Open, I get it. That also requires just unbelievable skill in a variety of areas. I'm not trying to diminish DeChambeau, but at Augusta National, I'm going to have a little side bet with you and say Morikawa will finish higher than DeChambeau when it comes by
And here's what the side bet will be for. A pimento cheese sandwich for a couple of dollars. Because we've both been there. We've stood on the tee at 12 and felt the fear. We know what the course looks like. Everybody in America knows at least the back nine from all these years. This is the beginning of spring. This is it. When the Masters goes on and it's joyful.
Yeah.
It's a joyful thing
to watch.
I'm
thrilled. I can't wait for tomorrow, Tony. I can't wait for tomorrow. You'll be playing, I'll be watching. How about that? Let's move to Nike's decision to suspend its endorsement of Deshaun Watson. The company's decision comes in the wake of yesterday's press conference that featured two of the 22 massage therapists accusing Watson of sexual misconduct. Watson's attorney has called the allegations meritless, while the NFL released a statement calling them deeply disturbing. Tony, should Commissioner Roger Goodell place Watson on the commissioner's exempt list now?
Now, I don't think so. I don't think he has to do it today. There are no games now. There are no practices now. The police department has just begun its investigation. The NFL is not an investigative arm. You have to follow the information that the police come out with. But there are 22 people accusing him. And I know that there are people out there who say, oh, no, it's not true. Well, 22 people is an awful lot of people. And two have put their names on it now. And to me, you know, there's not just smoke here. I think there's fire here. I think that you are going to see very specific things that are going to be very troubling. And so I think soon, rather soon, he will go on that exempt list. But right now, today, Mike, I think there's the presumption of innocence that both you and I would have.
Yeah, Tony, and I can still go with the presumption of innocence. But after that press conference yesterday and all the things you just listed, I'd put him on it now. I mean, putting it on it now, you're still, you are still, well, there's no payment necessarily unless you have, depending on the way your contract is structured. But Tony, after that press conference yesterday and hearing those allegations and having two faces and names attached to that, that is exactly why I would put him on it. What is the jeopardy for the NFL, which is called the allegations themselves troubling? What's the jeopardy for the NFL for putting him on that commissioner's list? That's why the list is there. You don't have to wait. Why do you need to wait until their OTAs or training camp? I don't think you have to wait. I think you shouldn't wait. I think if you are troubled by these allegations and you are waiting for both the Houston Police Department investigation and your own, whatever that reveals, put him on the list now. I do think that. So, and Nike's suspending him. Nike didn't wait. They're not the law. They don't have to go with the presumption of innocence forever and ever. But this is one of the biggest institutions around sports, a satellite of sports, Nike, that there is. And they're saying we're at least suspending, if not cutting ties with you now.
No, and I understand all that. And I know that what he is accused of, sexual misconduct, is more important than football games. But this is a sports show and he's a football player. And my thoughts occasionally go to this, that what happens with him? Does he ever quarterback in Houston again? Is he so toxic right now? Is he so toxic that he doesn't play? Does he go, even if, for example, there's no particular finding of guilt, is he still going to play in the NFL in the immediate future? And I think these are all questions that are out there, but I do, I really do think there's more here. There's more here that's going to come out. According to the NCAA's Senior Vice President of Basketball, Dan Gavitt, the NCAA will consider staying in one site for games from the Sweet 16 on, meaning the last 2 weeks of the tournament will be in one city. Gavitt said the familiar regional format would continue in the rounds of 64 and 32. That's the first weekend when most of the really big upsets happen. Wilbon, do you like this?
Tony, I don't dislike it. And while we talked about this preparing for our show today a few hours ago, I like it a little bit more the more I get used to it, the longer I'm growing accustomed to it. And I'm trying to figure out. So if you take the same sites, right, you take the places where the Final Four is scheduled to be, like right here in Arizona in a few years, could you move it in that second round? And do you have the arenas? Of course you do. You have the arena at the University of Arizona about an hour and a half away in Tucson. You have one that's behind my shoulder, maybe in front of me, actually, camera view, in Tempe. And you have two arenas there, and you don't even have to use the dome until it's time to go to the Final Four. So you could do that. And I think as I looked at the places involved, the sites involved, you have that situation pretty much everywhere. If it's in New Orleans, you can use LSU. You can use the place perhaps where the Pelicans play. So it's a convention. You and I have been to it a million times each. It's a convention. You lengthen it by a week. You make it a two-week convention. I think a lot of people would be happy. And you miss four cities, but I think it'd be okay.
I don't hate it, nor do I love it at the moment. I think this is born out of the virus. I think if there's no virus, this is never going to happen. I think that it has a corporate feel and a Super Bowl feel. I have always thought that the greatest charm of the NCAA tournament were all of these regional sites. And I've always thought that when you get to the Final Four, you are the four winning teams. You are the four best teams. To include 16 and throw 12 of them out doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I need someone to tell me why this is better for college basketball under the assumption that we're not going to have COVID for the rest of time. So I don't know how I don't hate it, but I don't know that it makes anything better. I like the funneling effect where you're always trying to get to the Final Four. I like that.
I can't argue against what you're saying. I'm not going to argue against it because I feel largely the same as you do. My first response when I heard it was, eh. And then, okay, maybe not so bad. Because, Tony, you get a couple of fewer sites. And the charm of the tournament is going everywhere like a country fair. And you're not having that. You're sort of eliminating it. I'm all over the place here. But you know what, Tony?
I think
these changes, they come.
I think the Final Four is special enough. Yeah. I understand. Let's take a break. Coming up, Russell Wilson may have told Carlos Dunlap he's sticking with the Seahawks, but could he still change his mind?
And Kevin Durant returns to the Nets lineup tonight after missing 23 games. Will he pick up where he left off? That's a third of the season, Third of this season.
The Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight don't have to be in the same state as the Final Four. It detracts from the special quality.
What you said is corporate. The whole damn thing is corporate.
Yes.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline, where we put the ESP in ESPN. Hark, I sense the first call.
Tony, Mike, hi. Seahawks defensive end Carlos Dunlap says Russell Wilson told him he's staying. Do you see this ending the Russell Wilson drama?
I do. I think this is over now. Dunlap's been with the Seahawks. They cut him in the offseason. He re-signed. He said he reached out to Wilson. He said, are you with us? And he said, Wilson said, I'm with you now. I'm with you deep into all of this stuff. And then he said, go Hawks. Now, I'm going to assume that was the Seahawks, not Atlanta and not St. Joe, where the Hawk never dies. So this takes out all the great potential hysteria on draft night if Wilson were to move somewhere else. I just think that Wilson ought to now go to his offensive lineman and apologize for trashing him all around the country and apologize to Pete Carroll for basically saying he knows nothing about offense, not even as much as a Ford 150.
Tony, I don't know if he has to apologize, but he has to make good, whatever that means. And it may mean an apology. Maybe he buys some Rolex watches for all the linemen, which usually comes at the end of a successful season. But this is over. Yeah, you can't tell Dunlap before he signs his contract, I'm there with you. Go Hawks, by the way, is the way Russell Wilson ends every single conversation. I think in mass, he would end, with Go Hawks. So this is Russell Wilson's deal. He's going to be there. Yeah. It's hard to believe anything else.
Next.
Hi, guys. Kevin Durant is returning to the Nets lineup tonight. Do you see him picking up where he left off?
He's been away so long, I don't know where he left off. He missed 23 games. I got the notes right here. The last time he played, Mike, was February 13th. I guess the only thing he's had time to do is text Michael Rappaport. If you look up his numbers when he was still playing, he was averaging 29 points a game, shooting 52% from the field and 43.4 from three, and that's great. The Nets were 19-4 without Durant. I don't know who's going to beat him with Durant back, but I'm just going to say on a side note, I was very disappointed that the NBA simply fined Kevin Durant for the terrible things that he wrote and didn't suspend him, and that they accepted apparently that apology where he said, I'm sorry people saw it. He didn't say, I'm sorry I wrote it. I mean, the league puts itself out there as the most progressive league, and they have been on a lot of issues, but to fine him 50 grand, what's that to Durant? That's Tuesday. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it was light. The penalty was light, to say the least. I was really surprised that they didn't go heavier than that, and I think they needed to. So we pretty much agree in that area, Tony. But going back to Kevin Durant and playing, when he left, he was in the MVP conversation, coming off the injury that doctors and trainers say is the most still uncertain injury you could come back from, Achilles tear. So now he comes back from another tough one, one that can keep you out for a while, that can nag you, that cannot let you get whole again until the next training camp with a hammy. So, Tony, I don't know if he can, but like 29-7-6 or whatever it was, it was amazing what Kevin Durant did coming back into this season. I know he had a little extra time to recuperate from other people coming back from Achilles tears, but still, can he do this? I don't know, Tony. It seems a lot to ask. Now, he doesn't need to, because Harden, when he gets back, Harden's still our MVP unless he misses a ton of games. And Kyrie's even picked up the art of passing because he's playing with Harden. Because Kyrie usually not interested in passing. But Durant, I'm interested to see what happens. I don't know if he can come back just like he was. That's asking a lot.
Phone lines closed. Let's take one last break. But in our future, I see us discussing Arizona. Moving on from Sean Miller.
And Fernando Tatis Jr. avoids surgery for now, but will that shoulder injury linger?
Well, you can't swing like that. You can't swing where you literally rip the bone out of the socket. No.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 44th birthday tomorrow, Shaka Smart. He entered the NCAA tournament as the coach of Texas, then exited as the coach of Marquette. Smart first gained fame when he guided mid-major and 11-seed Virginia Commonwealth to the Final Four in 2011. VCU wasn't the first unknown to get there, George Mason was, but it made Smart a hot property. After five straight NCAA appearances at VCU, Smart went to Texas, where his record was just okay. 109-86 overall, 51-56 in the Big 12. He made three NCAA appearances and didn't win a game. This year, Texas went out in the first round to 14-seed Abilene Christian, a small Texas school, and that's why many people think Smart jumped to Marquette. But Smart grew up near Madison, Wisconsin, 95 miles west of Milwaukee, so he's going home and to a basketball school where he won't feel the hot breath of football like at Texas.
Most people with hair just look older. Shaka Smart with hair looks half the age we know him to be. Most importantly, this is a better fit for him than Texas. I was always worried about that. I am thrilled he's going back home. And he had the sense, the intellect, to marry Maya from Northwestern. Northwestern's own. Good for Shaka.
Northwestern, everybody drink up. Happy anniversary, up. Kansas. On this day 13 years ago, the Jayhawks erased a 9-point Memphis lead with 2 minutes to go and sent the championship game into overtime on a Mario Chalmers three with 2.1 seconds left. Kansas won that game in overtime for Bill Self's one national championship. Kansas is one of the storied programs in college basketball, with coaches like James Naismith, Fog Allen, Larry Brown, Roy Williams, and Self, who began coaching as an assistant at Kansas in 1985 under Brown. He became head coach there in 2003 when Williams left for North Carolina. Self has 17 NCAA appearances, 3 Final Fours in Kansas, and he's unlikely to coach anywhere else, having just signed a lifetime contract that's a 5-year rolling agreement which automatically adds a year at the end of each season. So no matter how many investigations point at Kansas, they are not blaming Bill Self.
Yeah, I believe the official position of the folks who host this show was, yeah, right. Bill Self's going nowhere. This isn't going to reach him. That was our position. By the way, in that championship game, my man Derrick Rose had 18-8-6 as a freshman. Kansas won. Bill Self, I still think of Tony in some ways as underappreciated. I do. There are a lot of people who get more, you know, buzz and more hype than Self, but he's there. You know, this year when certain blue bloods weren't there, Bill Self was there, at least for a minute.
Happy trails, Sean Miller. Unlike Bill Self, Sean Miller did not get a lifetime contract from Arizona. He got the boot. Miller had been at Arizona for 12 years and had 1 year remaining on his contract, but he has been charged with head coach responsibility for failure to promote an atmosphere of compliance by the NCAA. In those 12 years at Arizona, Miller had an outstanding record. He was 302-109 overall, 150-68 in the Pac-12. He went to the Elite Eight 3 times and twice more to the Sweet 16. It's been a rough few weeks for the Miller boys. Archie was fired by Indiana and now Sean by Arizona. But it is hard to believe there won't be a line of schools eager to talk to Sean.
Tony, I would think there'll be schools eager to talk to both of them. I don't think either one of them is going to stay, right, you know, out of the game very long.
I agree. We got an omission. If we get the prompter, Akil Badu. He's the man of the Tigers. Had an RBI triple this afternoon to follow the home run, grand slam, and walk-off single that he had in his first 3 games.
What a start.
He's on fire.
What a start.
Let's go to the big finish. The LA County Sheriff's Office concluded that Tiger Woods was driving between 84 and 87 miles an hour in a 45 zone, but found no evidence of impairment or distracted driving. Your thoughts?
I'm glad to hear no evidence of impairment. I'm a lead foot, but 85, man, that's going. Ooh. Fernando Tatis Jr. has a partially torn labrum but won't have surgery. Went on to the 10-day injured list. Your reaction, Tom?
It could be a lot worse, but, you know, shoulder separations reoccur all the time. All the time. Isaiah Thomas scored 10 points for the Pelicans last night in his return to the league. You're happy for him, right?
Yes, 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 yes. I mean, it's cost him, what, hundreds of millions of dollars so far? Tens of millions, maybe 100. I'm glad he's back. DeMarcus Cousins, 7-4-2. In 7 minutes in his Clippers debut. Is that significant?
Yeah, if he's a really good player, they are really helped. Last one, top 2 teams in the West. Jazz at your Suns tonight. Who you got?
Suns have answered the bell for all the top teams, the good teams, the best teams. Suns, that's who I got.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We're bumped by the Masters until Monday, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the Apple Podcasts. And now, SportsCenter.